Coming at you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, it is Spank Wagon Radio. I am your host, Claude Balls.
And I'm Trencher.
With me, as always, you are listening
to... Well, not always.
Yeah, that's true. Thanks for fucking up the good intro.
Sorry. You've done it to me so many times. Yeah. Turnabout, you know, is fair play.
And like the song says, turn it on and turn it up and get ready for Spank Wagon Radio. How you doing?
Not bad. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all. Feeling much better.
Yeah, you know, last week you were dead, and that's what I told everybody.
It was a miracle.
That you lived?
Yeah, I didn't rise until 3 days later on Monday in time for work.
Huh. Yeah. Well, Jesus, how do you feel?
Much better. See.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. So, you know, I was resurrected, you know, so I've, you know, still got the stigmata, you know, holes in my hands. It's a bitch every time I want to take an aspirin, it just falls right through the floor.
God, that has to suck. And really, I mean, think about it. You're at night, you're reading your porno mag, you're hearing whistling when you're jacking off.
Yeah, but when I applaud or anything like that, you know?
You can't applaud. You can't clap. There's no air pressure there.
Imagine if you could, like, say fap and whistle at the same time.
Well, actually, if you think about it, if you got a stigma on your try to jack off, you just palm yourself.
Yeah. But that
interesting tension there.
But that could be done with just nails, though. That would have to be, like, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Conduit. Big conduit.
Jesus was hung at Home Depot with care. Hey, they wrong Christmas deal. Never mind.
God, what's sad is I can somehow picture that in like a demo aisle, like for them do-it-yourself projects, you know? little animated Jesus with like a Santa hat and Christmas lights.
All right, everybody, I'd like to point your attention over to aisle four here, where Stu is going to show you how to do the My Little Nazareth scene. Bob, go ahead and take it away for me, will you?
Well, that's right. What we're going to do here today is we're going to get some good 2x4s, get some nice plywood up here, and we're going to hang ourselves a nice little Jesus. Now, that's only for the first part. What's going to happen is you can see right here, he's on a big spinning wheel above the actual manger scene itself. It's very nice.
Now, I got a question.
Shoot.
What kind of nail do you use?
Well, the thing about it is tenpenny nails are quite good, but if you're looking for an authentic thing, more towards what they actually had back then, I'd recommend hanging around the railroad tracks for some spikes, some ties.
Ting, ka-ting, ka-ting. What's that? Well, that's the Home Jesus Inn kit. Turns your place into a bed and breakfast like that.
God, that just totally threw me off. Like, all I can picture is a legend of John Henry nailing Jesus to the cross.
Working on a coal mine, hanging up Jesus. No, never mind.
Whoopsie, about to slip down.
Get the duct tape again. All right. Spankwagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
That's it. I got it, man. Jesus was nailed through the hands. Okay.
Okay.
You know how they're always talking about like how like Jesus couldn't possibly have been crucified with the nails through the hands and shit.
Right. Because it'd pull his hand apart.
I now know how they did it.
Okay.
The Romans had Velcro. They could have Velcroed Jesus to the cross.
Yeah, but they really wouldn't have had to Velcro him. They just sort of would have had a Jesus toss him. Oopsie daisy.
Wow. That'd have been so like an MXC thing.
Yeah, we're coming up to the Jesus toss. Oh, there goes Jesus Christ. In the double spin flip into the Holy Mary Mother of God landing.
Right you are, Matthew.
Thank you, Ezekiel. So did I tell you about my new job?
Captain, yeah, Captain Pontus, yeah.
Judas like.
I can see it there. Captain Pontus, get on your knees.
All right, get down.
Om.
So, how many of you think one man died for your sins and went to heaven? Well, you're wrong.
People are asking in the chat room, I wonder what level of hell they're going to. Yeah. Folks, we live in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
We're here!
If we sink any lower into hell, let's see, it'll be Phoenix. Come on!
Oh, shit. Friday the 30th, 2004.
Yes.
Lots of interesting stuff happening this past week. And
oh, indeed.
Something
indeed.
I'm going to share with everybody that's happening next Friday.
Well, why don't you do that, sir?
We'll do that a little later.
Okay.
That's going to be let's grab a good plate of chocolate pudding or some ice cream or something, and we'll talk about this.
Wow, that's great, man. That's so very cock tease.
Yes, it is, actually.
Yes.
It is. So thank you for everybody listening. I know that not everyone is actually in the chat room yet. Go pull your friends in. Kicking and screaming. You know they need to listen to this.
Spend
Otherwise, that. The Jesus jokes are just going to get worse.
Yeah. Instead
of better.
Never mind. Jesus jokes, man. Those are great.
Reverend Hammer says he'll see our Las Vegas and raise him a Florida. And I got to admit, Florida has to be pretty fucked up if they have their own FARC tag. I'll give him that.
Yeah. Stay away from the wood chipper. God,
my wood chipper's jammed.
I'm gonna jump into it to try to lodge this
who
shit
jumps
loose.
Into a wood chipper?
You didn't read the story?
No, I mean, yeah, I know who jumps into a wood chipper, but let me ask you.
I know, dude.
Okay, power tools. Okay, you turn it off, you undo stuff, then you fix it.
I don't know if it was speculation or if it was something from the police report right there. But you know what? If it's speculation, it's really damn good speculation.
Okay.
And if it's a police report, it'd be that good. Right on. They're saying what happened is that guy who jumped in the wood chipper. But let me lay this out for everybody. Down in Florida, some literal asshat.
Yeah, he wins that prize.
Yeah. What happened was he was loading wood and tree trunks and shit into an industrial wood chipper.
Yeah.
And what happened was it got stuck. Rather than, turn the machine off and try to dislodge it, he basically gets into this, the funnel right there.
Right.
And kicks the wood out of the way. Now, the problem with this is wood chippers that are that size right there, they have spring-loaded cogs which grab tree trunks and do the work for you.
Yes.
So what happened is it slid forward, and he got caught and pulled in the wood chipper.
As he should have been, because that's how they work. They have a self-feeding.
And what
you just have to put it on the tray or in within the distance of the cog.
Well, there's an emergency brake on that, too.
Okay.
But they're thinking that what happened is because there's a lot of inertia on those blades right there.
Yeah.
They didn't hit the emergency brake. They just turned it off, so it continued spinning and sucking him in. The incident, although they're saying right now what happened is there was no sound, no scream or anything. The incident happened that fast. The wood chipper was on fast and sucked him in halfway. But they say it actually stopped at the base of his rib cage.
Oh, Jesus.
He was dead instantly. I'd find that hard to believe because you still have the brain going, like, you know, while you lose
blood.
Well,
yeah, the brain's going, but I'll tell you what, you're so much
in shock.
You're, you know, I know we've talked about this a long time ago on the show. I watched this on TV and I've heard and read about it. But when someone falls between a subway car and the actual subway platform, like in New York or anything, and the train's going by, if you actually get wedged between the two, they call in your choice of religion, you know, pastor, reverend, who cares, you know, who knows.
I've heard this.
They also bring in
I've never
all
seen
your family
any documentation on this.
And they leave you alive. They will make sure you live until you actually, you know, say your goodbyes.
You know,
say goodbye, set up what you need to set up to go.
I think
and then
very...
they inflate the bladders on the side of the car to push it away from the track.
Mm-hmm.
Your guts just literally, because you're wound up under there, your guts just unwind and drop out.
You know, I just think that's very selfish.
What do you mean?
Well, in all honesty right there, if I were to end up in a very heinous accident where I am going to die.
Okay.
I don't want my loved ones to see me like that. I want their last memories of me to be the happy ones while I went off to work that morning. Not me about to be fucking ground down.
Yeah, but some people need that closure. You know, some people need to say goodbye. You may not need to, but maybe the people who request it say, yes, if my family is in town or someone is in town, I need to say goodbye. They want the last rites.
Now, last rites is something different because that it does have a lot to do with religion. So
right.
I can actually understand the last rites, okay, because, you know, I mean, I'm not religious, and I don't necessarily believe in last rites per se, especially after reading Jack Chick comics. But your family, though, no.
See, and I don't. I would probably, you know, there is something to say when you want to see people for the last time as they were. I think that's a little too idealistic for me. You know, even for what I know and how I feel, it's maybe a lot very idealistic.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, how you are is how you are, good or bad. And if you have someone that says, hey, how do I want to say this? If someone wants to have their family there and say, hey, goodbye, yes, I know I'm going to look horrible, don't look or get away before this.
Do you have to, like, put up a puppet screen around them?
Well, duh.
And what kind of pain would you be in? I don't know if you've...
You're numb. You're numb. From everything I've read and seen, they ask them, how do you feel? I feel fine. It's gone. Your nerves are mangled. Your brain has gone into shock. You're pretty much done for.
Hmm.
And it's really weird. There's an odd acceptance of it. It's sort of like, I know I'm going to die, so let's just do this.
And I can understand that, but I don't know if I'd really want my family there to have those last memories of me.
You know, and you may not, but I know some people do, I guess, you know.
What about you?
I think I would.
Really?
I think I would want to have, you know, my family with me when I die. I think that would, you know, that would mean a lot to me. I mean, that would mean...
Wait. Hold on a second.
Okay.
We're talking two separate things. You're saying when you die, invoking visions of people gathered around a bed.
Well, no,
we're talking
going to die when they release the car from the wall.
Right.
I'm talking about that. When I die, if I were to die like that, I want them there. I want my family there. I want them to support me in whatever way they can. Is it selfish? Hell yeah, it's selfish. But I think that it would go that way for all my family. I mean, that's just how we are. That's how we think.
God,
so,
I just thought of something.
What's that?
I'm trying to think, but yeah. Pretty much our new formula for the show is we've introduced every single show with some sort of bodily fluid. We've talked about puke. We've talked about feces. We've talked about semen. let's see. I'm pretty sure we've talked about urine, and now we've worked blood into it.
We've worked blood. Maybe next week we'll find a way to, you know, make pus exciting.
Yeah.
All right. But no, I mean, you wouldn't want to have your family there.
I don't think so.
How would you explain to them that you didn't want, you know, I can understand you didn't want them to see you like that, but
how would you
explain that?
I'm gone.
You're still alive until they do that, though.
Until I do that, yeah. But I, you know what, and, you know, I understand what you're saying, closure, things like that. In all honesty,
I mean, it's not like you're.
I'm going to get closure. I'm going to die. I would not.
What about closure for others?
Closure for others?
Yeah. Do you know one of the worst things that I had to deal with when after my dad passed away?
Okay.
Is the fact that I didn't have closure. Because I didn't actually talk to him.
Yeah.
The day before, 2 days before when he called, because I was, you know, I got home that night from work, checked the voicemail. My dad was on the phone singing happy birthday to me in his horrible singing voice.
Yeah.
I could have called him back, but I said, I'll wait till Saturday to give him a call back. Well, yeah. Friday, this is Wednesday. Well, Friday came around and I got the call, come home. Your dad's passed away. I didn't get that closure.
I can understand that because it was different for me. And it's something I would not technically be able to understand on that level right there, because I have had closure with my father before that. You know?
See, and that's awesome.
We had our disagreements, and I knew he was sick, and we had spent a few days talking together, things like that. So yeah, I would have I've had I guess you could say that luxury per se, in that case right there. But the thing about it though is we're also talking about different ways of dying. How did your father pass away?
He passed away from an aneurysm of the stomach, okay. Which exploded on him.
Right. Okay. And my father had a heart attack.
Okay.
Now, the thing about it is this right here. We're both describing, though, natural type causes.
We're not discussing the gore of the situation.
Maybe
I'm not looking at it. Like, Chazad here, you know, move the fucking train already so I could die, damn it.
Yeah.
Reverend, you know, feels... You know, excuse me, you know, how did Rev say it? He said it just a couple lines ago.
Let's see.
The Darwin deal. Basically, you know what? Yeah, it is a lot of gore. But you know what? You say your goodbyes. You turn the family. You get the family out of there. You don't. The family doesn't have to watch you disemboweling yourself.
I know, I know.
You can get them away. But as long as you talk to them for that last time, your conscience or soul or whatever you believe religiously... There's closure.
I'm gonna throw a really interesting spin on that right there.
Okay,
Reverend just who was it? Chazad. Chazad just said something. Chazad says in the chat room, quote, "I'd be like, move the fucking train already, so I can die. Damn it."
Right.
End quote.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Now I'm gonna throw something your way right there.
Okay.
Do you choose when they throw the train to for you to pass away?
I think they do in those cases.
Now the question
I think, is, I don't know. I've never really seen what they do.
I'm gonna start a nice religious flame war right here, and I'm not doing it on purpose. But okay. I'm gonna pose this question: if you commit suicide, that's an unforgivable sin.
Yes.
Is this not suicide?
No, it is not.
How is it not suicide?
The circumstances of it are an accident. Now, whether okay, now Rev here says, what if you know if his own damn fault? Well, who says? Who says that you and I wouldn't
right.
be? Hold on. Now let me ask this in the real life world.
Go ahead.
Okay. You and I are in the D.C. Metro,
okay,
which is the D.C. subway system, okay?
Right.
All of a sudden, I get bumped, I bump you, you go down, train slices off your lower half, twists you up, seals you up, and you're living between the car and the trail, the platform.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's an accident, isn't it?
Exactly.
Okay. So, it's an accident. Your cause of death is going to be an accident. It wasn't intentional. You didn't, okay, there. You know there. You can't be saved.
Right, but you are choosing to end your own life.
You going to let the car stick you together until you'd naturally just die in a couple hours?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
What do you think's the opposite? If you're not, okay, you're saying that if you pull the car away from yourself or pull the car away from the platform, you're going to kill yourself, that's suicide.
Yeah.
Give me the other alternative. Before you call that suicide, give me the alternative.
You basically say, I know you're going to have to do it. Okay, don't tell me when you're going to do it. You
That's
die by
enough.
Someone else's hand.
Well, then aren't you saying go ahead and do it at your own convenience?
No, because you know they're going to have to do it. You can't stay there for eternity.
Same thing as your previous point. I think so. I think you're not really making much of a difference between suicide and, hell, you could almost call it assisted suicide at that point with your definitions. Suicide
True.
And just getting the shit picked up and literally getting you, you know, ending your life under controlled circumstances.
We need to. You know what, dude? Hey, this is.
What's the chat room think about this one?
Yeah,
is it suicide if you say okay, either move the car now or okay, I'm ready. Do it at your leisure.
Yeah,
both of them sound the same to me.
Understandable. But you're not saying when you want to die. You're saying I know I have to die, so I will accept it when.
So
it
you're
comes.
Accepting death as it is. Well,
but you're not saying kill me now.
I don't think you would be saying kill me now. I think you say okay, I'm ready to go. I think that's the same thing a lot of older people say. A lot of people who found the religion or whatever, they say I'm ready to go. Okay, if you ask an older person, they'll ask you, hey, you know what? I know I'm old. I know I'm not going to live to be this old. I know that when my time comes, my time comes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you're saying when you're saying, okay, I'm ready. Let's move the train.
Right.
You're not committing suicide. If that was the case, you could scream and yell at every old person that's comfortable with death.
No.
Elaborate.
Well, because if somebody says, I'm ready to die, okay, and they naturally kind of succumb to a terminal disease,
okay,
that's the disease killing them. It's not as though they had all ulterior means.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay. I see what you're saying.
Okay, now it's also not as though, you know, you're, because if you're twisted and sealed, like you say, you know, it's not as though you're going to bleed to death naturally or anything like that.
True.
However, you know, it's going to be like, you know, we're going to have to, if they, you know, because you know they're going to have to move the train, so you know you're going to die.
At any point, since you know you're going to die, if you say, okay, let's do it now, or saying, and I think Reverend made a good point here. Reverend says in here, maybe it's just me, but in this instance, I don't think God is going to play rules lawyer. You're right. I don't, you know, mm-hmm. I think you're making something out of nothing. I mean, well, it's not, like, you're not taking a gun
to your head. I'm supposed to be. It's talk radio.
I know, but you're not, you're not taking a gun to your head. You
right,
know?
Right, right.
You're not killing yourself.
But you are making the decision to take your own life.
And if you jump into
intentionally, let me die now.
If you jump into it intentionally, I don't think your goal was to get sliced in half and calling your family for last rites. Your goal was to die.
Right. But we're saying accidentally.
Yeah, keep it as an accident. Now, if you jump in there in the way of the train,
I'm not arguing that. So. But yeah, that's I just want to throw that around and think right there, because you know what? I think that's a good topic. If he ever gets around to doing anything like that again, interviewing some nice religious zealots, I'd like to get some input on that if Kilroy can do it.
That'd be great if Kilroy ever listens to this stuff. All right, 9Volt, who's in Oklahoma City this evening on the Trucker Network.
Woo!
Literally.
Yo, we have a great story for him, too, coming up in the news.
Uh-huh. He says, give him something to put him to sleep. So, in other words, you know, give me some potassium nitrate or something and to kill me.
Well...
He doesn't want to be coherent when it happens. So, you know, is that suicide then, too? Does he want to be put to sleep or killed? And then
no.
have the train removed?
No, wouldn't be suicide.
Okay.
Why technicality, not? Because he's going to sleep right there. He's saying, put me to sleep.
So wouldn't the technicality be, okay, let's move the train?
No, because it's somebody else's choice, not yours.
Okay. If you say so. I don't agree with you, but...
But you know what? That brings up something else, too. If you don't say move the train right there and they have to move the train, is that murder?
The circumstances leading up to it couldn't be murder. The circumstances leading up to it... You're trying to make, you know, a United States of litigation, you know...
Connection
here. And that just isn't going to happen in this case because the circumstances that led up to you being stuck in between a train... And a train platform, or a subway car, and a subway platform.
I just don't understand why they can't save you.
Just negates everything after it.
I just don't understand why they can't.
You're going to die.
I don't understand why they can't save you.
Okay, think about this.
They have no access down below where they can just clamp you off.
It's a couple inches between the car and the track, or the car side of the car and the actual platform. It's concrete. Mm-hmm. There's no way that they can actually do it. Believe me. The stuff I've seen on that line, they've tried. The stuff I've heard about, they've tried. They want to save you. Whatever existence, having no legs, no ass, no, you know, stomach.
It can work
in the
Wild West.
Everything below your rib cage is gone.
It can work in the Wild Wild West.
Of course it can work in the Wild Wild West. That's Hollywood. And it's a shitty movie, too. All right. I think we're going to go ahead. Come back to some cheery 70s music.
Shazad says, this is a big semantic circle jerk that's never going to result in a definite answer. That is the point of talk radio.
Thank you, Dictionary Man.
You stayed to listen.
That's true. Don't scare him away yet. All right, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
I'm Trencher.
I, of course, am Claude Balls.
And he's not dead.
And I am alive this week. I rose from the dead.
So enjoy the music.
Spank Wagon, turn it on.
gentlemen, we are back.
Like vertebrae.
Wow, you just flipped me off, like hardcore.
You said give you the finger when the song was ready.
Okay, yeah. Good point.
Hey, I got $10 off any $50 purchase at Foot Locker, dude.
Wow.
I'm rolling in the bling bling now, sir.
Woo, now I'm noticing we're both enjoying our Pepsi products, and Reverend Hammer even made a mention here that he's continuing to use up his free iTunes. Read an article earlier this week.
Really?
It looks like Apple kind of came up a little short.
How so?
Or as the people at, I think it was news.com where I got my article, clever headlines, Pepsi's iTunes promotion goes flat.
Wow, so much for keeping it professional tonight.
Yeah, well, that was actually kind of in line with Pepsi stuff. But anyhow.
This evening. Well, you like your soda flat, so.
Love my soda flat. An Apple representative said the music giveaway is probably the biggest ever of its kind, but admitted that the company gave away fewer songs than it had intended.
Isn't that good, though?
Quote, we had hoped the redemptions would have been higher, says Katie Cotton, Apple's vice president of worldwide corporate communications. Cotton noted that the yellow-capped bottles with the Apple song codes were late in reaching some key markets. The 5 million free tracks that were given away by Pepsi included...
Wow.
5 million. That's it.
Jesus.
That is it.
Out of 100.
Out of 100 million. That's only, what, 20%? Yeah, that's about 20% that was given away.
No way, dude.
Yeah.
20% would be 20 million.
No.
100 million?
Oh, you're right, 100 million.
Yeah.
It's only 5% then. Okay.
Jeez.
Only 5%. God, where did my math come from? Jesus.
Well,
right?
How much did it actually increase Pepsi sales?
They don't actually go into that.
Hmm.
They did not go into that. But actually, they were pretty disappointed. They wanted to give away a lot more. Today is the last day to redeem your Pepsi coats.
And I have a couple caps, too.
Yeah, you better redeem those.
Yeah, you
probably
know
on our break.
Yeah, I actually have a cap over on the counter and one in the truck.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's very depressing, actually. I was figuring, hey, why not continue it?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Now that you're finally getting the saturation of the product in the market, because that was the biggest problem. You and I were joking a few weeks ago when we were at the old Studio B.
Yeah.
At how we were getting, what, 100% of all of the Pepsi we bought out of the machine?
Oh, yeah.
Had a winning cap. And it was funny, too, because we drained that machine of Pepsi, which normally doesn't happen.
Yeah, normally everybody actually drains it for Cherry Coke.
Cherry Coke, but everybody drained it for Pepsi because of the caps.
Yeah. And as soon as they put in the blue caps back in, it was just like nothing.
Yeah. Sales went right back down.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Airwolf, you know, yeah. Airwolf kind of points out he almost won $1 billion from Pepsi. You know, he was
That's
on that
true.
$1 billion.
That's
so,
true.
You know, two things now that have gone flat, you know, the Pepsi iTunes and the $1 billion.
Trench.
Pepsi's not giving anything away.
Reverend Hammer says it's obvious that you went to West with your elite math skills.
Yeah, yeah, it's obvious I dropped out of a lot of math classes at West High.
Oh, yes, yes. Further proof, too. When I said you're now legal to buy alcohol, and you said that happened to me 10 years ago.
Yeah, and I went, and then you went, you're 31? Oh, wait, no, never mind. Shut up. I forget I said anything.
Wonderful Iowa education. Hey, Iowa's high in its chemistry courses.
Iowa's great, man. Yeah, chemistry. Iowa's a great place to be from. Good education. But anyhow, so yeah, Pepsi iTunes didn't really do as good as they thought.
Well, you know what? This is my message to Pepsi. Stop with the advertising, please. Just... all the money you'd put in advertising, just give it to me, like my fair share of songs, get indefinite iTunes promotion.
Right.
Yeah, because I'd probably say I got about $20 worth of free songs.
I'd say you got about a CD's worth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very easily got a CD's worth. You know, and honestly, I don't know. I mean, maybe... Maybe the whole deal is with, you know...
I just think
how they distribute it, because I mean, a lot of places were not getting these caps. A lot of places weren't getting the bottles.
Well, yeah, that's true on the one hand, and the other hand of that as well is, of course, the fact that, well, let's face it, Airwolf, okay, or who the fuck was it that got the Pepsi shit? I'm sorry,
I think Reverend Hammer was loading it up tonight. You mean?
Yeah,
or Airwolf went to the contest.
Yeah, Airwolf won the contest
yeah.
right there. Almost won
$1 billion.
That is the only time, and I'm not saying somebody I know, but I've ever heard of someone actually winning shit from a bottle cap. Look, I got $10 off Foot Locker, okay? I'm going to throw this away.
Yeah, you're going to throw away because you don't have the need to buy any shoes.
Right.
And maybe, are you saying that was the problem with the iTunes?
I think that people are so ingrained with being losers that people probably just saw a yellow cap, looked underneath, maybe saw gibberish or whatever, and just probably didn't even pay attention.
You know, one thing that it is kind of worth pointing out, a lot of people, though, look at the bottom of a cap of any bottle they drink to see what's going on. They toss it if it's just a bunch of gibberish letters and characters or try again because they don't want to go to the website to fill out to win and they don't want to do stuff like that.
Right, right.
You know, but one thing I think that a lot of the people, what was it? What am I trying to say? The people who did fill out the caps, you know, they, shit, I just totally lost my train of fucking thought.
There's a lot of people who got the caps and shit right there.
Oh, sorry. Yes, a lot of people back in the day, we used to look under Nate's bottle caps for a free soda. Now you have to buy one to get one free.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, that's it's fair, but it's not cool because, you know, if you remember the Halcyon days, the golden age of giveaway
Halcyon.
Sodas.
Halcyon.
Go with me.
Oh, yes, back in my day.
Oh, yes.
I'll tell you something, Sonny boy. We didn't have to buy soda to get it free.
You had to steal it. Stick your hand up the machine, pull down the Coke bottle. In glass, damn it.
Now, anyhow, but yeah, I just.
What kind of music did you get mostly with your iTunes?
I got a very eclectic mix.
So I know there's a one song that I wanted you to get, and that was that Darkness song.
And that is there.
What else?
Actually, I got a lot of stuff. I really, quite literally, jumped around with a lot of stuff. Let me read off to you some of what I have. Let's see. Some of this stuff, you're like, oh my God, you wasted a bottle cap on that?
You know what,
like,
but it didn't cost you a dollar.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm better I waste a bottle cap than a fucking dollar. I did have some of the oldies that, like, you're listening to right now. Like, I had some of the, yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, see, I love Motown music, especially when I work on a car.
I've noticed that.
Exactly. I have like the Lovin' Spoonful, you know. I get a little 60s right there. I got some other shit too. I did get some Dusty Springfield. I like Dusty Springfield.
Okay.
And truth be told, I didn't even know she's white. I think we've actually had a conversation before.
Yeah, we have. I remember that a couple weeks
ago.
Yeah,
I got Deep Blue Something.
Okay. Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Right.
Wow, you own that legally.
Yeah. I also have Cornflake Girl by Tori Amos.
Never even heard of it.
I love that song and I have no fucking idea what it means.
Like all good music, it leaves you wondering.
You don't understand. I'm like, what is she hanging out with black chicks? Is that why she's hanging out with the Raisin Girls, or she's going against the crowd, or she is tired of using moisturizer? What the fuck? Mm. Rabbit, where'd you put the keys, girl? What the hell is this? And it's a weird video if you've ever seen it. But I love like the first part of the song. You know, it's like almost scary. You know. This is not really happening. You bet your life it is. But yeah, I have Taylor Dane, Original Sin.
Okay.
One of my favorite fucking songs. This is like one of those Michael Bolton tracks.
Oh, yes.
Colors by Ice-T.
Oh, Jesus.
From the movie Colors, man.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I got Blackjack Davy by the White Stripes.
Okay.
Love that song.
Cool.
I got Something That You Said by the Bangles.
Mm-hmm.
I Believe in a Thing Called Love by the Darkness.
Which is what I wanted to get.
Slam! Da da da.
Bring
yeah. I got Royal Crown Review, Beyond cool. the Sea. I also see some Ringo Starr.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I really, literally jumped around. I even have Carpenters and shit. And
so,
Oofa.
For those of you who did cash in and get in the iTunes and get the free music, what did you guys...
Yeah.
You know, give us an example in the chat room of what you guys downloaded. We're interested in seeing... You know, if it was free, which technically it was because you paid your normal dollar for your soda.
Yeah.
What did you download? What did you retrieve? You know, what kind of music were you – what kind of music did you go for when you just sort of had a an open chance to? Just a little question to pose out there to everybody.
Yeah, because, I mean, it was a great opportunity to try shit out that, you know, you normally wouldn't buy.
Yeah, and I mean, I know we've been talking about how iTunes is going to – is getting gouged now thanks to the distributors figuring out how to charge more there. And, you know, we know that, you know, the RIAA and all that good stuff, they're doing their evil things, which we're actually going to cover a couple of cases here in a little bit. The RIAA being complete asshats, but
as usual.
That's starting to become old news because, I mean, it's like, what more, you know, how obvious is it? Let's see. Do we talk about SCO? Do we talk about RIAA?
I know.
It's going to be about as predictable as Dead Celebrity. Well,
okay,
no,
this
not props
week,
at least.
Yeah. I mean, okay, this week's Fuck Up by what story you've heard before this time. Of course, we might even get into that with McDonald's today.
Oh, I know. It's been followed. Well, last week you missed the show, and I have this funny suspicion you didn't get the archive. We were laughing at how it was a follow-up show because like everything we touched on for the past couple weeks just all got covered again. It was like all follow-up shit for all my news.
Oh, yeah.
So, Anyhow.
But yeah, no, it's just, yeah, I thought the iTunes promotion was a really great way to try a lot of different kind of music that came out.
Yeah, and I mean, it wasn't even, and they did the smart thing by opening up the Windows version first before they opened up the contest. So that way, you know, you want to include other people. I mean, Apple, people, you know, like it or don't like it. You know, it's not like it's the end of the world or it's the only thing out there. It's not the only game, folks.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. But in all honesty, you know what? I don't think that's a good sign for everybody else.
What do you mean?
Well, if Apple is giving away free songs and only 5% of their share that they were giving out was actually claimed...
Well, you know, it's a problem with the distribution. Because you look at all the places that didn't get it... I mean, if you go to maxlash.org and they were talking about this in detail, a lot of cities were saying, hey, we don't have anything here yet. It was hitting very sporadic. Plus, you know, plus the fact that you do need to have a computer... You do need to be able to download the software and run the software. And I think that's one thing a lot of people didn't want to do. Now, Apple people a little more, you know, obviously they're going to. It's part of the operating system for most people. But you got a lot of Windows people, a lot of Linux people, you know, a lot of Unix people that are saying, we can't play.
Yeah, and you will have definitely a problem with that right there. But, you know, especially people get intimidated in some of the factor of it's Apple software, I won't load it, you know.
Exactly, because, and I love it, doing tech support, and I'm an Apple guy, everybody knows I'm an Apple guy, thanks to Virtual One, thanks dude.
I actually became an Apple person as well.
Yep, off of me, thanks to Virtual One, so thanks Virtual One.
It's a great change. I can...
You know, one thing that everybody says, and I've had this on a few calls, well, I don't want to do with any of this stuff. Well, what kind of computer you got? I got an Apple. Oh, so you have a PC. No, it's an Apple. I mean, we've talked about this before. People just get stuck into that. But anywho.
Oh, God. Yes, I know exactly.
So, interesting follow-up real quick, since we did mention SCO.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Two corporations that both of us, both Claude and I, were kind of like shitting bricks when we found out SCO was trying to sue them. Looks like they're going to try to get the cases thrown out. Daimler Chrysler and AutoZone. They're both going to try to get the case thrown out saying, you know what, first off, Chrysler's saying, we don't even use you guys anymore. Our contract was a 7-year-old contract that went through Novell.
Yeah.
And then SCO is saying something similar to the effect
of,
you know,
Novell
it's groundless.
Stole it, so you used it. You know, it's fucking bullshit.
Right. Well, I agree. I won't argue.
Oh, yeah. And like I say, you know, the problem with fucking SCO is, and AutoZone brought it up brilliantly, you're suing us and trying to get money, but you won't say what it's for some sort of code that you can't say.
Right. Well, that's what everybody's wondering. What the fuck? All the major, you know, IBM and Red Hat and Novell, they're all saying, well, tell us what it is, but you got to sign a non-disclosure agreement. What? You know, we want to know what it is. You're telling us, but we can't then do anything about it?
Yeah, and the thing about it is it's greedy fucking lawyers. And we have another great example, you know, just thinking of, you know, just, well, if we sue, we can intimidate, we can get money. That shit might have worked with the mom and pops right there.
Yeah.
But I bet you anything.
It has for a lot of the mom and pops. Yeah. They've only made, some $100,000.
But you wait. Those people will come back and they will counter sue and get their fucking money back.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, we might see some heavy fines levied. I doubt jail time even for SEO people, though that's what I really hope for.
What's jail time going to do? Come on.
Exactly.
It gives them time to sit and write out their memoirs. They can have, instead of Mein Kampf, they can have, you know, Mein DOS.
Mein Bite, yeah.
Mein Bite.
But, you know, the problem is with fucking lawyers right there with a lot of those cases. I mean, we have another case of that right now.
What's that?
Well, this is the thing right here. Here in Nevada, in Reno specifically, a mother of a teenage son who was 17 years old was killed drunk driving.
Okay.
He himself was inebriated.
Wait, the 17-year-old was driving?
The 17-year-old was drunk, and he was driving.
And he was driving his mother around?
No.
What?
He was driving with his girlfriend. Girlfriend was seriously hurt, and basically, he killed himself when he hit a light pole.
Okay.
Now, the mother is trying to sue not only the girlfriend for not stopping him, some shit like that, but she's trying to sue Coors Brewing.
Why?
Because they market to underage drinkers.
No, they don't.
Exactly. I can't remember the last time I really saw a Coors ad.
Well, I can't think of any time I saw a Coors ad. If anybody does try to market underage, like Miller.
Perhaps.
Miller comes really close. Budweiser doesn't even come close.
No, Budweiser doesn't even show people in their commercials anymore.
No.
But no, the thing about it is she's trying to sue everybody right there. Now, this is very interesting, too. Two things. Number one, he was drinking Coors.
Okay.
And it, this was cited as being, his quoting his mother, his favorite beer.
So how would she know?
That's the thing. How would she know this is his favorite beer? And favorite means he had to have tried other shit and had to have been drinking for quite a while.
Right.
And she doesn't do anything to stop her son? Okay, that's bullshit. That's liability on her fucking part for raising a bad child. You know, if we really want to get into stupid shit to sue over. More interesting is her lawyer.
Okay.
The same guy that tried to sue Judas Priest for the suicide. No shit. You ever seen that guy, man? He's like, if you play the lyrics backwards, it says, get the gun, get the gun, get the gun. Get the gun, get the gun, get the gun. This guy said exactly like they're the spooky ass fucking, it was like a cross between that guy from the 700 Club,
yeah,
and the tall man from Phantasm. Okay,
nice.
I kid you not. And yeah, this guy right there that unsuccessfully sued Judas Priest is now helping this woman sue Coors Brewery and everybody.
Now that's an ambulance chaser.
Jesus, man, that's not an ambulance chaser, man. That's somebody that, like, puts homing beacons on the ambulances.
Yeah, no shit. He has tracking. Doom, doom. There's one now. Looks like Rev was saying he's already covered a lot of this. So sorry to have a recap there, folks, but it's our opinions.
Exactly.
Ooh, that's not good.
That's why we have foamies. And at least you know there's no.
Well, not that much.
Okay.
All right.
But yeah, no, that's like I say, a lot of weird shit. And, you know, this, today has been a stupid week for people, too.
How so?
Did you hear what happened yesterday with someone stealing power?
What?
Okay, down next to where we work, a few blocks away.
Okay.
Someone had their power shut off by Nevada Power.
Okay.
So they decided to try to
What,
bypass.
Did they do a generator?
No.
Oh, okay.
They decided to bypass their meter.
How do you... oh, no.
You have to splice into the power lines up on the pole and shit.
Oh.
There was a fire.
Of course.
In high winds.
Oh, blew up it.
Took down 4 homes.
Oh!
And they had 100 firefighters fighting it.
Nice.
Oh, it was great. They had the video sparking and, you know, blew the pots.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, that's one thing I love about this town is, like, we cause so much of our own problems.
Oh, I know. Of course, you know, it's really fucked right now. People with old-style three-stage power meters.
Yep.
Are getting a $50 surcharge.
$50 surcharge just because they have the power meters.
Because these older power meters consume more electricity.
Yep.
So Nevada Power's not going to pay for it.
Figures.
God.
What's next?
Fuck, man. It's great here with that shit. Yeah.
If you're ever considering moving to Vegas, for a while now, for a long time, I'd say great move. You know, if those of us are here, we're going to stick it out as best we can.
Otherwise, stay out.
You've heard us bitch about this every single week. Stay out.
Yeah, I don't need your asses in here anymore.
Well.
Then you need to be.
No, that's true. All right.
I don't know.
I was wondering where you're going with that.
I know. I was trying to come up with some funny line, and I just redundantly confused myself.
Redundantly. You know, we should just kind of give everybody some awkward silence.
Yeah, how about that?
Oops, wrong switch. This switch will work. Okay.
Exactly.
Anyhow.
All right. Anyhow, what we're going to do, I think we're going to take a quick break. Quick.
We are going to take a quick break.
Hi.
Here.
I am the radio.
Yeah. You're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio. Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
We'll be back in a little bit, folks.
I'll meet you tomorrow. uh-oh, we're all going to die.
Yeah, I know, because there's no fan in here.
Yeah, no shit. It's like stagnant air, and it's like a meat market.
Yuck, where the fuck are you shopping?
I don't know.
God damn, man.
Like carne cerda. Ew.
That kind of fucking grosses my ass.
I'll take the maggot-infested beef. Thank you.
Dude, and why is that, man? Why do all these carne ceras smell that way?
Ugh, horrible.
Oh, it's fucking ranky.
Alrighty.
Anyhow.
You know, mentioning food as a bad lead-in should.
Of course.
Everybody was listening last week. I told everybody I was going to have to change the dates on the bad food, and I got a couple reasons as to what's going on. And one of them, last week, Claude was sick, so we couldn't review what we had for submissions for the bad food.
Right.
So let me give out everything as it's posted right now on the boards. Ow.
I had to get everybody's attention.
Kill my mic. Kill my mic, too, if I did that.
I'll kill your game.
I'll kill your game.
I'll shank your game.
Ooh, I don't want to know that. Spank Wagon Radio presents the next big thing for the ultimate radio show.
Bad Food Night.
Viewer's Choice.
Live from the Thomas and Max Memorial Superdome Arena Civic Center.
Now, from now until 5:14:04, hence the new day, we want you in this forum to suggest foods that are, you know, somewhat popular, whatever, but they're bad. You know, stuff that people shouldn't eat, but they do. We're talking some of the funkiest store-bought foods you can imagine. If you also have an idea for a bad or unusual mix of food, like our infamous peep juice smoothies or Reverend's Bacon Cocoa, post it in the forum.
Yes.
You have until 5:14. Show me and Claude what you have. We'll pick three that intrigue us the most. We'll do this live on the air, and we'll pretty much go to lunch on the 5:21:04 show.
Right, and I'm sorry, go ahead, continue. I was going to say, we're kind of more focusing on a more homemade formula this show.
We have Kitchen Stadium to our left, or my left, your right.
Ah.
We have Kitchen Stadium here, folks, so we can make shit and enjoy it as we're making it. We have some suggestions up there. We're always good for more, and you can suggest more than one.
Oh, yes, yes,
you
yes.
can suggest as many as your heart contents. We're picking three, though, and we're going to do three of them on the show. It's going to be a pretty fun show on the 21st of May.
Oh, yes.
The fine print, though, all suggestions are considered and subject to our approval, of course.
Yeah, so don't tell me I'm, like, you know, cockroaches and cat jizz.
No, exactly. No. However, we will not eat something that is alive, hazardous to our health, or something that you would not eat voluntarily for entertainment's sake, because we're looking for people to join us. So if you're in the Vegas area, and I know a lot of our listeners are not, but we're going to try to dig up some of our Vegas area listeners. We may have to dig really deep in the Kaliji, but
dig
we'll find them.
Deep.
And you can join us for bad food, because we love having bad food. I know the last time we had bad food, we had a few other people joining us, and they had a great time.
Exactly.
So why can't you? All right, so bad food. Now, let me explain a couple reasons why we had to change the date so drastically. So, first off, last week, Claude was sick. And like I said last week, you know, I'm Trench, Claude's dead, enjoy the music. That's pretty much how it was. Next week, though, when we were going to do the actual food eating, you see, I have a few dietary restrictions put on me right now.
Yes, unfortunately.
A few people actually know about this ahead of time, and I've told them, so I'm going to tell everybody else now. See, I have had a problem now for the past year, a little over a year now. I cannot eat a lot of foods out there. I can't eat a lot of fast food. I can't eat any Chinese food.
Trench gets the shits.
I get the shits hardcore. I mean, we're talking, it's not drop the kids off at the pool.
No, it's more like, how would you describe it?
Well, you ever seen Dumb and Dumber?
Why, yes.
You know the scene where, you know, the one dude, played by Jim Carrey, pours all of the, you know, the X-Lax type stuff in a cup and gives it to his friend, and his friend has to go so bad he pretty much blows out the toilet?
Yeah.
That's involuntarily every single time I have to go.
Wow.
Unless I use Imodium or take something or actually watch what I eat to the ninth, you know, nth degree. Like, we're talking, I eat bread sandwiches, you know, bread on bread on bread, pretty much is safe.
Wow, that sucks.
It very much so sucks. Now, I can eat certain foods, but I take like a lot of Imodium, so, you know, I'm chemicaling myself up tighter than a drum. Now that I've got your full attention, now you understand. Some of these foods include cheese products. My doctor has said no dairy until we're done with the procedure. The procedure is a very interesting procedure. We'll get to that in a minute. He says, no dairy. You can't eat dairy. Everything else is fine, though. They want to test me for all these different wheat cultures and blood samples. I mean, they're going to check everything they can.
Wow.
So, it's going to be entertaining. Well, next week I go in for the procedure. I get ornoscoped or orthoscoped.
Orthoscoped.
I think that's what it's called. Proctoscope, maybe?
So basically, they're going to be knocking on your back door.
Dude, they're not only going to be knocking on the back door, but they're going to put a camera. It's going to be Backdoor Voyeurs Part 12, okay?
Wow.
Trench's anus. You see, what they're going to actually do here, and this is my understanding, is they're knocking my ass out. It's an outpatient deal, so it's okay. You know, it's pretty cool. Of course, I got to tell you, the wife has been freaking out. She's funny about it, too. But anyhow, they're going to knock me out, and they're going to shove a camera up my ass to take photos of pretty much my colon to see how it's going. That isn't the bad part. That's actually...
That's the good part. What?
That's actually... Everybody says you're knocked out, you get up, you're done. Once you kind of get ungroggy from the anesthetic, you're fine for the rest of the day. You're cool. Nothing's wrong. Don't you even flip that around. That's horrible.
Yeah.
Anyhow, you're fine for the rest of the day. The day before, however, is what's really, really going to suck.
You can't eat anything.
I can't. I can, actually. At 1 o'clock, though, I have to stop eating.
In the afternoon?
In the afternoon, I'm done.
Wow.
1 o'clock. At 1 o'clock, I have to drink this solution. And what this solution is guaranteed to do is to literally blow my ass out. Everything that is in my colon, in my stomach, everything is going to be blown out. From what everyone tells me, you know, the worst part, though, is you dehydrate so fast, you can't keep up, in some cases, with enough Gatorade.
So you can at least drink liquids.
Oh, yes. I can drink all the liquids I want. I have to. Because otherwise, what will happen is I'll end up being super dehydrated, and I'll be in a worse mess than I am now. So I'll be dehydrated. I'll be shitting my brains out. So I'm going to sit on the toilet literally with like a clear fluid IV of Gatorade, you know, while shitting my brains out. Now, I don't get to do this just at 1 o'clock. No. 7 p.m. I get to go for round two.
7 p.m.
7 p.m. I take another one. I drink this other stuff.
Now, I have a question right there. Are friends allowed in the operating room?
I had to ask that because I was seriously thinking about getting a microphone. But
I would like to do that.
But no.
Can we set up equipment?
No.
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 Can we have photos?
I don't think so, but
you can get a copy of your x-ray.
Yeah, I'll talk to him. But here's how it's working out.
I'd really like to get a videotape so I can like do a play-by-play.
Do a play-by-play.
Quarky, look at that.
Yikes. So the worst part is the day before when I'm basically losing. I mean, it's going to be like better than anything, you know, that Karen Carpenter could have ever done to herself to lose weight, because I'll be losing all that in a matter of hours.
Wow. And you know what's going to happen, too?
I'm going to look like a fucking supermodel.
You're going to be all like, dude, I'm so bored here just shitting. I'm going to turn on the TV. You're going to see like, stay.
Oh, I can't eat after midnight.
Ice
no
cream,
eating, no drinking after midnight. Yeah,
pizza.
That's how it always is. You're sick watching TV, and what do you gravitate to? The fucking Food Network. Come on. So I've been drinking now for the past almost a month. I've been drinking soy milk.
Soy milk.
Not bad.
Dude, you're
stuff.
Turning Japanese.
Something like that.
I really think so.
I've been drinking soy milk. It's not bad. It has an interesting flavor.
It should taste like milk.
It tastes somewhat like milk.
Somewhat.
It tastes really...
somewhat.
You don't notice it's not milk. That's a product. I can't believe it's not milk.
Remind me of something else.
I can't believe it's not bukkake. I basically put like soy milk with my breakfast cereal and stuff like that. And then Michelle also runs out and gets me chocolate soy milk. Tastes like chocolate. A little liquidy, a little watery, so it's like cheap hot chocolate. But then I can tolerate. What can I say?
But you can't drink dairy products right now.
I can't. So you tease me by every show eating sherbet and ice cream.
I have to have the sherbet, man. It helps the throat.
I know. So I can't have any dairy. I haven't had a pizza.
Well, at least you're helping the economy.
Every time really.
No, you have no idea.
How so?
Right now, what they're saying is tomorrow, Saturday.
Tomorrow.
What it is California actually has a different regulation than the rest of the country right there.
Uh-huh.
When it comes to controlling their dairy agriculture.
Okay.
The dairy aspect of their aggies. What it is they have what's called the gate price of milk, which is what comes directly from the dairy after being pasteurized and whatnot, processed, and then it works its way up to the retail price.
Okay.
They are authorizing an 80%. Not authorizing. It's not like a PUC thing. They are demanding that the gate price be risen to by 80 cents.
Jesus.
So, tomorrow, they estimate when this goes into effect by late Saturday night, Sunday morning, milk will be $4.50 a gallon.
Holy shit!
They're saying the problem is not only the mad cow and things of that sort right there, so it's less milk production.
Now, is this here?
This is in California from the California Milk Shed.
But they're also saying that's going to be the rate they're going to charge here.
Might increase there, yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's great. It's great. Do you know what the problem with milk is? You know where most of the milk is going? Cheese. Pizza production.
Interesting.
Since the economy has gotten better, far more people are ordering pizza. So right now, rising milk prices in California are being blamed on pizza. I'm not even making this up.
So figure though, it would be fucking California. Now,
so thanks to Trench's lactose intolerance, man. Trench sacrifices.
I don't know if it's lactose. I hope it's something that simple. Yeah.
Do you
think I want to
Trench
not eat?
Sacrifices for you fuckers, dude, so you can have your pizza.
I want Chinese food.
You want to get some tonight?
You're an asshole.
I'm just saying, man.
I don't want to hurt myself tonight, okay?
You won't hurt yourself, dude. Dude, the buffet, man. Chinese buffet, dude.
Okay,
super
here's giant. What happened last time we had Chinese buffet after a show. We were halfway back to his house here.
I got a shit.
Oh, my God. My stomach just flipped. Literally ran into a bathroom and a gas station. I held it enough to put the ass gasket down because, hey, who knows who's been there? And literally exploded multiple times.
Dude,
it sucks really, really bad. It hurts really, really bad.
Why did you bother even putting the seat down?
You know, I don't know.
That'd been funny to just spray diarrhea everywhere.
Ugh, I can't do that.
Why not, dude?
Because next time I need to use a restroom like that and under those circumstances, it's going to be a sprayed seat and I can't go.
Tub boy.
Ah! Yuck! You duck.
The fountain of arse.
Yeah, so I've been tub boy now. Fuck you. Thank you.
Hey, you said you weren't happy with Mac boy. So tub boy it is.
Oh, no, no, no.
So let it be written.
No.
So let it be done. Tub boy.
No, anyhow. So for those of you who are wondering, that you know that's why kind of one of the reasons we pushed off bad food. I was going to say something else about the whole deal.
Yeah.
I could really gross people out and talk to them about the blood samples and the vials of samples.
Well, you know.
But we won't really go into that because that's just sick or
you
share shit.
Blood, it seems to be a popular topic. I mean, what's sick? It's a needle.
No,
elsewhere.
Stool samples. Dude, there's nothing more humiliating in my fucking life. There's a reason I don't go to the doctors when they tell me shit like this. We got to collect 9 of them. 9? Oh, that should be easy. I might have to go a lot. No. These all have to be different days. Different movements. What?
So you're having to randomly collect samples of your stool?
Had. I got them all turned in, yes.
Now, so what do you do? Do you just wrap the turds in saran wrap?
No. They give you these little vials with little scoop shovels on them. It's like a spork on a, you know, attached to the lid so that way you don't have to touch anything, which
I
is thank
I don't think I'll ever be able God. To look at a spork the same way.
Yeah, well.
Well, how much? How many ounces?
It's only like a little vial, probably only about 2 or 3 ounces.
Dude, you have to pack a vial?
You have to pack a vial to a line and then shake it in this fluid.
You're
Nothing's right. changed color yet when it went into the fluid. Nothing exploded. And they seal super tight, so thank God, no odor, because I had to keep these things around for 9 fucking days.
You're a shit packer. Wait, keep them around? Like in the
fridge? I couldn't
fridge?
No. You had to keep them in room temperature, so I sacrificed one of my lunch bags. Just threw them in there, put them up in the bathroom, up really high.
So you couldn't stand to look at them?
Oh, I couldn't stand it.
Seriously?
I don't. I mean, I look at shit all day at work. I mean, I sit across from you, but in all honesty, I just there's something disgusting in the.
But you're facing somebody else.
Yeah, that's true.
So seriously, man, you actually had to keep these.
I had to keep.
Did you remember to label the vials?
Yes, I did. So I had to keep them until I just couldn't only turn them all in at once. Because I tried turning them in like one at a time, and they looked at me and they said no.
So
what do you mean no?
I'm kind of curious. When you have to go shit harvesting.
When I had to, yes.
Had to. So how do you collect it? Do you have to like float down the water?
No, this is even worse. And for those of you who are medically sensitive or wastrel, if you're listening, I apologize. basically what I had to do before I had to go, if I had enough warning and I had a chance to, I had to get a paper bag. like a grocery store, Albertsons, Vons, Hy-Vee type bag. Put it down on top around the bowl, around the porcelain bowl. Put the lid down and kind of make a little pocket.
You had to put dental dam.
And
you
I had to dental dam my toilet and I just shit.
You had to give yourself a Cleveland steamer.
No, I didn't.
Toilet one at least.
I had to give my toilet a Cleveland steamer. I did not give myself a Cleveland steamer. No, I had to give my toilet a Cleveland steamer. So then I had to like pile it up there and scoop what I needed for the sample, you know, finding all the stuff that they're looking for, blood, mucus, the gross stuff.
What did you find?
Nothing. I actually had the most regular week of my life. Go fucking figure. 2 days after I got them all turned in, my stomach went south. Go fucking figure.
Why didn't you like take some extra samples back?
Here!
Dude, look what happened.
No. I think that would get me put in jail or something. I don't know.
It's for medical. It's for science.
It's medical waste.
Science. The name of science.
Science. Yeah. Science. My ass. So no, next week. Thank you. Next week, we're still doing a show because what everybody tells me is after you pretty much lose yourself the day before, the actual procedure is fairly calm. You're out. Once you wake up, you can go almost literally back to work if you want. So we're doing a show next Friday. You get to hear me.
Will you be?
I don't know. People say I won't be. Everything I read says you won't be.
How long are you under the the medication?
Not under any medication, as it were. I just eat a lot of Imodium if my stomach's really acting
up. That's not what I mean.
You mean
the procedure?
I don't know.
You should do the show stoned.
Yeah. Well, here's
the
thing.
To see how you feel. Here,
well, you want to? I got a funny anecdote, and then we'll take another break here.
Hey, kids, it's anecdote time.
Anyway, the funny anecdote here is my dad has to go. Well, he used to. He's dead now, but he had to go through these things at his age. He was about 60. So he had to go through them once every other year. You'd like this story. My dad went in. Gazoon time.
Thank you.
My dad went in, did his thing. You know, scoped him. But for some reason, he got really stoned because of the anesthesia. And he kept singing Johnny Cash songs out of key. Because like I told you earlier, when he sang the birthday song, he couldn't sing it. I mean, it was really horribly out of key. Well, my dad was singing Johnny Cash way out of key. And every time anybody said, Marvin, could you keep it down? He'd sing louder. So here's my dad getting loaded up into the car singing Johnny Cash all the way home. And all my stepmom could do is just laugh. And Vert asks, what was the procedure? Now, see, this is funny because a few days ago, I wanted to tell my friends first just so that way they knew and all my friends knew. I tried telling Vert. I was like, yeah, I'm getting endoscoped or whatever it is. I'm getting my butt probed. And he just kind of ignored me. He was too busy working on that code. So, yes, I'm getting my ass probed next Friday. Just imagine this, me laying down on the side of a doctor's operating table. Sideways, almost in a Playboy seductive pose, because they don't want you standing up or laying down, whatever, on your back, obviously. And imagine a fiber optic snake going.
That's whew.
Thank you. All right.
And nobody else can be in the room.
No one else can be in the room but the doctors and me, obviously.
Are they going to record this? Because
I don't. Obviously, they have to because I have to review it. Get a copy. I'll request it. I'll request it. You want to have a copy to put on the site?
I have QuickTime Pro. I want to put it into a QuickTime format. Let all the listeners download.
Got to put some music up to it, though. That's all I got to say. You got to make it more entertaining than, you know, that. You got to put some video up to it, man.
I'll Photoshop it, man.
little people running around, little man, Mr. Hankies.
Garden gnomes and shit.
All right.
Yeah, that's gonna be a pet
that's
project.
What's going on with the bad food dates. For those of you who are thoroughly disgusted, try being me.
Oh, it won't be so bad, you know.
How so?
I don't know. I'm trying to make you feel better because I know it's gonna suck.
Look, here's the thing. My wife started freaking out because it's a procedure. You know, it is a procedure to it. And she started freaking out because they gotta put me under. Okay. I don't go to the doctors. I never really have had to. Last time I went to a doctor was like in 94 when I needed to get a physical to go on a long trip over the summer. So that was it. That's the last time before this that I've ever been to a doctor for anything. So when I finally told, you know, my wife, I said, hey, look, I got to go to the doctor. I'm tired of this. I want to have a normal life. Uh-huh. Yada, yada, yada. She started panicking because I don't go to the doctor. You understand what I'm saying here?
So she figures that something's worse than it actually is because you didn't catch it with early detection.
Oh, no. She thinks it must obviously be worse than what it is because I'm actually wanting to address it. Okay? So I'm sitting here going, you know, ha, let's just do this, you know, and she panics. That night, she's talking. She's like, oh, my God, oh, this is horrible. Oh, I need people there. Someone has to be there, and you're going to be there.
Yeah.
He's already going to be there. Yeah, Claude's going to be there when they stick a tube in my ass. Basically, though, she was panicked to the point where she finally, after about an hour of talking about this one night, she looks at me and just starts bawling, saying, you're going to die! And I'm just looking at her like, No,
what
no.
kind of fucking deranged hentai rape operating room does your wife think you're going into?
I don't know, but it's outpatient, so it's only a short trip.
Your wife thinks you're going to die.
She thought, and then I kind of looked at her, and she looked at me, and she goes, I'm not making much sense, am I? I'm being really stupid. And I go, yeah, you are.
Die.
I'm going to be just fine.
So that means your wife's going to be single.
Yeah, let's get the tit.
Yeah.
You should say something in there. Anyhow.
So you know, your husband, you know, if it doesn't go well, you know, I can hook you up with the tit.
Hey,
I'll
one more thing.
I'll be that down in the waiting room.
Yeah, that'll be great.
So
hey, one more thing.
Can I have Mark's car?
No. One more thing. That's going to Kevin.
Yeah.
I
have a funny story about this, about something similar, too.
Okay, one more thing, and then you want to cut the break then?
Yeah, I'll get the story first and break because it's related.
Okay. What I'm going to do, now I'm not shitting with people, and I will take a photo. You're going to see my ass on the internet here.
Yeah.
I'm going to have my wife write on my ass cheeks. And she's going to write in whatever we could find that'll work, probably like Crayola marker, be gentle. So I'm not bullshitting. I'm doing this just because it's going to make me laugh about the whole ordeal. My wife thinks it's completely stupid.
She can write W's, man.
So, wow.
Or if they flip you over, it'll say mom. what color? He's going like purple. Draw a little rainbow back there. A little triangle.
No.
What? Hey, how are you? Come on in.
No. No, what we're going to do, though, is we're going to write be gentle around there. So that way, when they pull everything down and they get ready for the procedure, I want them laughing. Because I figure if they're in a good mood and they're alert.
Dude, if they're going to pull it down your pants, they're going to laugh anyway. Don't worry.
That's true.
Damn.
So anyhow, that's what's going on. But I'm going to write be gentle on my ass.
We're going to see a picture of your ass.
I'm going to take a photo of it to prove that I did it. Because no one's going to believe me that I did it. Because
are we going to see like cheek or cornhole?
Cheek. I'm going to be polite about it. Come on. No one needs to see the cornhole. It's the part that's having the problem. So anyhow, as I was saying, we're going to write that on there. Take a photo. Put it on the site. Because you know what? Michelle didn't believe me when I said I was going to do it. She said, you can't do that. I'm like, I'm going to do that. She goes, you need to ask your stepmom. Because my stepmom worked in a hospital.
Yeah.
She's like, the wife's mentality was, well, if we ask someone who's worked in a hospital to get permission, it's okay then. So she's thinking in her head, ha-ha, he won't do it because, you know, his stepmom will say no.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. We call her up on the cell phone right there in Jason's Deli parking lot. And I go, hey, you know, we're going to blah, blah, blah. Here's what's going on. Yada, yada, yada. Oh, by the way, I need to ask your permission. For what? Oh, we're going to write on my ass in Crayola marker, be gentle. Is that okay? And my stepmom just started rolling. She goes, that's awesome. That's hilarious. Those doctors will calm right down because, you know, they'll laugh and they'll realize, okay, we're dealing with someone here that is cool about it.
They're going to, like, bust in, like, a ventriloquist Mac. May I ask you a question?
Yeah, really. It's going to be puppetry of my ass. So, anyhow, that's what's going on. What was your story?
No, it's what happened was I had to think about this a while back. But I finally remember what the procedure was. Back a few years ago, my father had to go in for a hernia operation.
Okay. You were telling me about this one. Tell this to everybody.
Yeah. What happened was my father had to go into a hernia operation. He was in the hospital for it. And what happened was this right here. My mom was like really nervous, almost like the point of where your wife was, but wouldn't totally admit it right there. So what happened was she was in the waiting room. And it's not like a typical waiting room with like a nurse right there. Don't think dentist's office. It's like a waiting room. They have a couple TVs, a bunch of magazines.
It's a hospital waiting room.
Right. And there's like a phone right in this one table.
Now, this isn't here or in L.A.?
This is back in L.A., Kaiser Permanente, which was at the time, like, not at the time, still is, like, an affluent type hospital. You know, that you had to have, like, premium health care from an employer to get in.
Okay.
Which my dad did. Union Bakery. So, anyhow, what happened was we were waiting for the procedure to get over. It was totally simple. Just a simple hernia operation. It was outpatient as well. All we had to do was wait for him to come out of his anesthesia and he could go home. What happened was we were sitting there. My mom was just fidgety as all hell. Fidgety as all hell.
Okay.
So what happens is, you know, phone rings. The one woman sitting next to the phone picks up and goes, you know, is Mrs. Balls here? And my mom goes, hey, it's
name's been changed to protect the innocent.
So what happens is basically she's all, yes? In this real nervous voice, okay? Mind you, my father's in for a simple operation. So basically, the nurse on the other end just goes, yeah, your husband's fine. He's out. Come on down and see him. You know, he's waking up. You know, she goes, like that, and starts crying because she's so happy.
Oh, no.
But nobody else realizes this. I'm like, what the fuck? Everybody in the room just fucking turns pale and just stares at my mom and kind of like start rolling eyes like nowhere, like, oh my God. They think like she's got bad news. Somebody fucking died. And my mom fucking runs out of the room to add insult to injury, dude. And I'm standing there like, everybody's like, looking at me. I'm like, So then I like leave the room like, what's wrong? What happened? She's like, You know, I'm like, fuck.
What's wrong?
Yeah, we get in there. My dad's like, you know, what's wrong? He's kind of groggy.
He's
like, oh, I'm so happy. He's like, it was an operation, so what?
Yeah.
You know, but all I can think about is, and we never went back to that waiting room. Because we basically,
man, everybody thought something horrible had happened.
Because basically what happened was we hung out for like about an hour. My dad woke up and stuff and said, okay, time to go. And they basically plopped him in a wheelchair and rolled him down. And he got in the car.
Okay.
But nice. We never went back to that waiting room, man. And I could only imagine what them people were talking about. What God. They thought must have gone horribly wrong.
Horribly wrong. All right. Real quick before we leave the room, Okura says... Trench needs to get some sort of greeting card sounder. When they open them up, it starts to play greeting card music.
We can get that for $15.
I like that. Let me think about that one. All right. With that, you're listening to the ultimate in internet radio.
You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Give them the site, Claude.
Spank Wagon Radio is currently available for your listening pleasure at spankwagon.vftp.net.
We'll be back in a little bit. We got Mad Props, Dead Celebrities, and more. Stupid shit.
Of course, Spankwagon, turn it on.
No, turn it off! Turn it off! What the hell is this?
Dude, you don't like...
Oh, Carpenter. My God!
Dude,
is this ABBA?
No, it's Karen Carpenter.
You made the Karen Carpenter reference. Didn't mean I like Karen Carpenter music. Shit, okay. Do I eat a chicken salad and hum Mamas and the Papas? Fuck. Spankwagon.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. A field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound?
Out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. And the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell. The cook in the lunchroom's ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books. Gee, but the teacher don't know how mean she looks. Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Close up your books, get out of your seat. Down the halls and into the street. Up to the corner and round the bend. You go in, drop the coin right into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. We'll be right back.
You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, listeners, grab your friends' friends, teach them how to use IRC and get them in there now for headcount, because it's all about the headcount.
And why would we be concerned about the headcount?
Tax write-offs?
Ratings?
Or
perhaps
mad props?
That's right. The props do mad.
The props are mad. It's time for Spankwagon's Mad Props. For everybody who's in the IRC chat room right now, pound spankwagon.org.
Join now to get Mad Props.
We're stalling for you.
Yes.
Okay, we'll stall a little longer. Enough stalling. This music's killing me.
Yes, I can. We do have this, indeed, this great music we play for you.
Wonderful music we play.
Yes, because it's free.
Yeah, really. All right, let's give out our first mad props. We're going to do them, obviously, in alphabetical order for everybody who's in the chat room. We want to say, first off, thank you all for listening to the show. We appreciate you individually. We appreciate you as a whole. But now, here's your mad props. First off, let's give a mad prop to he almost won $1 billion. That would have been a hell of a lot of Doritos for him to eat. Let's give mad props to Airwolf.
Airwolf's mad props!
I also want to give mad props to the man. He's in the room. I don't really have anything funny to say. So we'll just say, Shazad!
Shazad! Mad du props! I was feeling a little Frenchy there.
You don't count because you're already here, so...
Hey, man, I am my own mad props.
That's true. You should hear him. He tick-a-ticks himself every day.
Who came in the door? That's right. It's me.
Yeah. All right. Let's give a big hand to our trucker.
Hey, Rajo. Rajo.
He's in Oklahoma right now. So, yeah, lock the doors, man. It's Oklahoma.
Jesus. Well, good buddy, we hear you coming through loud and clear on IRC. So,
let's give out 7 threes. To 9 volt.
Which is actually trucker code, which is well known if you're a trucker for mad props.
Sort of, but we'll fake it anyway.
Yes, it's actually true. I actually heard it one time on the CB. Some guy was like, dude, 7-3 to you. I'm like, fucking A, right on.
Well, you're going to hear more later on tonight.
Yes.
Because we're actually, we'll explain here after mad props.
Yes.
Or after Dead Celebrity too. Let's give a big time mad props. He listens to us weekly. We listen to him when we, at least I downloaded from the archive.
No.
He does JSTFoo.org.
Hey,
it's Reverend Hammer!
Mad props.
This man, though, he's going to get ultimate mad props tonight because he's the first and only one to really do it. He even joined the show in late, but we appreciate him joining. By the way, Skier, I got some parts in from Jegs and Mancini Racing, so my duster
Jegs.
Will be
Jegs.
So my duster will be up and running here within a week. But let's give out mad props. Ultra, mega, internet radio style, and mad props. Skier!
Mad props!
You know, it's going to suck when they all start doing this again.
Yeah,
I'll have to edit that.
I'm more sure.
Let's give out mad props. He runs Ars Anime. He likes Dryer Lint Purple. Let's give a mad props to
you little dog.
Oh!
Mad props.
Your dog wants to get any action. Are you giving
props to the dog?
Baron gets mad props. Get him growling. Listen to this. This is him being happy. He purrs. Here. Do it again. He's purring. This dog is fucking purring. Oh, well. Damn. That's just weird. Reverend, we will take ownership of Mad Props. Thank you. And no, you never did get your clicker licker there, 9-volt, I know. All right. This man is the man who provides us the web space to bring you Spankwagon Radio. He provides the space to let us have an archive. As we slowly leech away every single one of his, every single little bit of his hard drive.
All your bandwidth.
Are belong to me.
Space. Pretty soon you'll have to get to one of those media change converters, dude.
God, really. All right, let's give out mad props to Virtuon!
Wait. I believe he said he wanted happy props. Virtual One complained about that. He wonders where the happy props are. Well, they're...
Happy enough for you yet?
Wow. Like a fucking, what's that, Zymex commercial? This is Bob. Bob is hard.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's not Zymex or whatever. Fuck, sounds like a prescription. I'm sure there is a prescription called Zymex.
Dude, I think that's what it is.
Enzyte.
Enzyte, all right, whatever.
Zymex.
Did I get hit?
I am from the planet Zymex. No, you're from the planet Enzyte. I am from the planet Enzyte. All right, finally, rounding it out. He's a big-time listener. He's a big-time computer geek. He's going to code until he goes downtown to hit up the bars. He's single in Iowa. Ladies, he doesn't require a credit check, just some fresh boontang. Let's give it up for the curse!
Mad props!
Dude, were you going to yawn while announcing mad props? That was fucking...
I mean, I'm really, it's like I had FedEx. FedEx, I don't know if my fucking manifold's in, but I had FedEx show up or UPS, so I've been up early today. Anyway.
Dude, you're like fucking sleepy props. You're like boredom. Nah.
Boredom props.
Where's it at? Oh. Tick. All right. What were we talking about? Yeah, I know.
Dead celebrities. Let's switch this free play to something a little more appropriate for dead celebrities.
Okay.
Let's just go ahead and switch that up. Yep, it's...
Okay, you ready?
Working on switching it up.
Yeah.
Ready?
I don't know how appropriate it's going to be, but...
Works for me.
Sure.
God, this is Disneyland happy. I'm a cast member down in Florida. I haven't urinated in 8 hours. Boss, can I have a break?
No, but feel free to feel everybody up there.
No water for you, Disneyland.
My God, you realize we just put the fun in funeral?
Yeah!
We have successfully accomplished that. All right. Oh, God.
Today's first dead celebrity is, well, you know, you always figure Japanese are first in culture. But no, they have to follow their predecessors, sadly. The McDonald's Japan founder has passed away this past week. Den Fujiya, the man who established the McDonald's fast food chain in Japan, has died of, heart failure.
He died of heart failure. Unfortunately, he not realize, he not have to. Since he is Japan, very honorable to go down with CEO if they die too. He feel he have to follow suit. He gorged himself on Big Mac for 3 days straight.
Fujiya, who was 78, died in a Tokyo hospital April 21st. Fujiya & Co. official Konzo Eganaki said Monday. I just like saying that. Konzo Eganaki. His death followed that of McDonald's Corp chairman and CEO Jim Cantalupo. Damn. Cantalupo. Everybody get down with a Cantalupo.
You know, I'm wondering, dude. They have like kamikaze drive-thrus.
I want to be back. I want to be back. Give me a little sort of fries.
grand glory
whoa,
is
whoa,
mine.
Whoa.
Oops.
What the hell did we flip to?
Oops, I forgot to put loop on.
Don't thank you.
Damn
did you,
you
put the loop on? What the fuck?
Oh, oops.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Beep.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry. That's so, dude, that's like very unprofessional of me.
Don't worry about it.
I'm like,
all right, that's one dead celebrity.
I must have to like commit seppuku myself.
McDonald's cheeseburgers.
Now we have another dead celebrity.
Our next dead celebrity, Estee Lauder. See, I didn't even know this was a real name.
Neither did I.
Estee Lauder, creator of Cosmetics Empire, dies 97 years old. Estee Lauder, the child of immigrants from Central Europe, who created an international cosmetics empire and became one of the most influential women in America, has died in her home in Manhattan. A company spokesman said she was 97. She began her business career by selling skincare products developed by her uncle, John Schultz. Uncle Schultz was a chemist. He sold them to beauty salons and hotels. In 1930, she married Joseph Lauder, who became her partner. Obviously, she got married.
Yeah.
As the company was... Because, I mean, come on, the man has to run the business.
Well, partner.
Back then.
Partner. It could be like a gay thing.
Oh!
Who knows for a fact it's a guy.
That was now known as Estee Lauder.
Everybody nowadays says partners in Hollywood.
Yeah, really. Estee was a variant of the family nickname of Estee. Took off in earnest after the Second World War, it did.
Oh.
By the time she retired in 1995, the company went public. Miss Lauder was presenting over a multi-billion-dollar enterprise. And as a quote here from Estee Lauder herself, there are no ugly women, only women who don't care or who don't believe that they're attractive. That
yes.
deserves some positive music.
Ooh. I picture a funeral home filled with white tile and, like, aqua. And, yeah. We also have another dead celebrity.
Oh, shit, there's
last
more.
Week. Oh, yes, yes. David Clark.
Who?
David Clark.
Not Dick.
No, David Clark. David Clark. He died in Arlington, Virginia, causes of pneumonia. Classic film noir character, best known for his roles in The Setup, The Great St. Louis Bank Robbery, The Narrow Margin as well.
This is the guy you said that starred in like 80
yes.
films and you only...
Clark made his Broadway debut in The Journeyman in 1938
Jesus.
And subsequently appeared in Abe Lincoln in Illinois with Raymond Massey, in which he also played the Billionaire Theater in Los Angeles where he caught the agent... of Leland Howard, leading him to his first film role in Knockout.
So wouldn't this be obscure celebrity who's dead this week?
No, this guy, no. I wouldn't say obscure. I mean, it's not like he's like starring in a bunch of indie films. I mean, look, he was in Matilda, 1978, The Great St. Louis Bank Robbery. I mean, this guy was in a lot of shit. Bridge Over the River Kwai, The Gunfighter, dude.
Basically, he was
Asphalt Jungle.
He was a character actor who did who had a good agent.
This man starred in over 49 films in a career spanning from the 60s up until when he retired in 1989. His last role, that of a crusty old man. Fortunately, most of his credits here, I'll say uncredited. But still yet, he is a dead celebrity. David Clark.
Obscure dead celebrity pulled out of Claude's ass.
I might salute you if you knew who you were, but...
Yeah, really. Hey, real quick, what was that quote that you said the Japanese McDonald's guy said?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We're going to
add
that in.
We're going to get that. Yo, it's very interesting. If you're a loyal listener of the show, which is a good thing, which means you actually pay attention, and you get chances for free mad props and want to click a little prop of your own...
If I can just remember to mail them.
...spangwagon.vftp.net. Join now. Basically, what it is, if you
operators are standing by.
Yeah, I know. Basically, what it is we were talking about this, ironically enough, not just the fact that the other McDonald's CEO guy died. We did a very interesting bit about McDonald's, in which one of the quotes from this dead McDonald's guy in Japan was specifically that the reason the Japanese were short and yellow was that they had been eating fish and rice for thousands of years. And he believed that if the Japanese start eating a more American diet of McDonald's hamburgers, that they themselves would grow to have big round eyes and
Jesus.
Blonde hair.
Nice.
I can actually look that up if you really want the actual quote.
Maybe we'll post it on the site or something.
Yeah, I mean, that's like an email signature type quote.
God, that is. All right, folks. We're going to go ahead and take a really quick breather to reset ourselves. We'll come back. We'll start wrapping up the show. We've got a little bit more to cover here. You're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon Radio, of course, is only available at spankwagon.vftp.net, and that is your premier internet site for the interweb itself. Spankwagon.
We are the interweb?
Yes.
Anyhow, we'll be back.
In the free world.
Hello, Cleveland!
Only on WSWR.
Sort of. Hey, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio, only at
this is the morning zoo.
It's the evening.
The evening zoo.
Well, we got
in
animals.
The morning if no, you're no, in the archive.
Really? Or in the other another part of the country.
I think yeah, B&M or actually the world.
Yeah, other part of the world. B&M, what, 4 a.m. before he had to bed? Anywho, Spankwagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net. I'm Trench. He's Claude.
Fuck, what more can I say at that one? I'm Trench, he's Claude. This is a little setup right here. It's like, would you want to order for me next time, too? Jesus.
Can I have a large fry? No. What were we talking about? Oh!
I'll have the Big Mac. He'll take the cock.
Mick colonoscopy. Thank you, people. Mick colon fucking oscopy. And everybody's saying, supersize! Fuck you! Jesus! All right. Actually, a little bit, something we mentioned.
As soon as you get out, I'm giving you an apple pie.
As soon as I get out, I want a milkshake. Well, I can't have dairy quite yet. That sucks.
So anyhow.
No, we were talking about at the break, one thing we're going to do tonight. I finally scrounged up enough of my working CB radio parts, my antennas that weren't all torn up.
I'm afraid to see what kind of bastardized Doc Brown setup this is going to look
like. No, it's not going to look like a bastardized Doc Brown. It's fairly clean. You know me. You know how I...
Alligator clips and shit all soldered.
No. But what I do have is we're going to throw it up in your Explorer, and we're going to take off and have a little fun. And basically, I've been fiending to get on the CB again, just see if there's anybody out here. So pay Claude some gas money, throw the CB on his truck, on his Explorer, and we're going to head to town. So
yeah, it's going to be fun. We head to town. Yes. Guess what, guys? We're free. Someone move the rock. Town. Make it sound like we're on some rural-ass area.
I won't go into that. I got told last week I need to shut up about complaining where you live.
So. I'm not complaining about where I live, but don't think I live out in BFE, dude. I
okay, you just live in BF.
BFS.
All right, folks. Actually, you know, speaking of traveling and gas prices, dude, we read today, what was there? Where was this? California?
California.
What were they doing?
Well, a lot of people were protesting in California.
Okay.
This happened up in Oakland, as well as the, and definitely 9 Volt's going to know what the hell I'm talking about, on the Harbor Freeway going down to Long Beach. Truckers decided to protest high gas prices.
Okay.
The price of diesel. So they were driving at 3 miles an hour down the Harbor Freeway.
Holy shit.
Now, on the Golden State Freeway, now don't get this confused, because they call it the Santa Ana Freeway, they call it the Golden State Freeway. It's the same fucking thing, okay? It just happens to be where it goes through, like, the Santa Ana region over near kind of East L.A. going down towards Anaheim. 4 trucks.
Okay.
4 tractor-trailer semis, okay?
Okay.
Decided to create a moving wall.
Okay.
And slow down traffic.
Damn.
Two-way stop. Basically, what they did was they took their trucks and they stopped in a couple lanes, and they scattered themselves. So not only would they block their current lane, but parts of the lane next to them, which means no emergency lanes neither.
Oh, that's illegal.
They actually, no shit, they actually fucking almost look like a big-ass horrendous accident. But no, they actually staggered their trucks across the interstate to block I-5.
Nice. Out of protest.
Out of protest.
So basically, they were shutting down the freeway to protest gas prices.
Yes.
I don't understand the symbolism behind it, but...
Well, let me explain. Perhaps you'll at least understand the anger behind it.
Okay.
They're saying that the national average for diesel right now is running between $1.70 to $1.80 in certain areas.
Right.
$1.70 is typically going to be the more average thing.
Okay.
But because of California with their fucking carb standards, they have to add additives to make the diesel burn cleaner. So the average price of diesel in Southern California for a truck, now this is the problem as well, mind you, they can't run into California with full gas because the scales will stop them. So they have to keep their weight down.
Huh.
$2.50 a gallon for diesel.
What?
So when you're filling up almost 200 gallons worth of fuel, that adds up.
Yes, that does.
Yeah.
I can almost see an embargo or something against California.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of truckers, not just slowing down on the freeway, just not entering the fucking state.
Yeah, they're saying that it's fucking a pain in the ass. Now part of it is kind of good right there. Like 9 Volt has said before, a million gallons of diesel fuel. That was a pipeline up in San Francisco.
San Francisco.
One of the marshes of the San Francisco Bay. Don't think like underneath the Golden Gate. This was like a marsh up to the side right there. A pipeline burst and spilled a million gallons of diesel into some marsh. They want to say ecosystem. It's a fucking marsh. Give me a break, okay?
Okay.
You know, burn it off for all I care. Anyhow, yes, $2.50 a gallon for diesel fuel in California.
That's ridiculous. That's California, though. I mean, everybody talks about it fucking falling off into the ocean. It needs to do it a little sooner.
But the problem is right there with California, there's two things. And this was very good point brought up by some chat rooms or bulletin boards I've seen discussing this right
here.
I don't have the person's name, otherwise I give them total credit for it. But they made a very interesting point. A lot of states need to step aside now. They're, you know, federal regulation takes precedence over state regulation, of course.
Yeah.
But California is more strict than the feds. And what a lot of states are going to end up needing to have to do, like New Jersey and other places, which are very strict on their emissions and things like that, they're going to need to adopt their own shit. They're going to have to say meets federal standards, and even for the additional testing, and they're going to have to forego CARB. Because California is doing stuff that which is so hardly tweaked right there. You know, it's fucking up the rest of the country. It's very interesting, too. For a time when I thought I might be leaving to L.A. for a job down there, I started researching what it would take to move my car down there.
Mm-hmm.
I found something very interesting. It probably doesn't mean shit to you, because the farthest west you've lived here is Nevada.
Right.
Right. In Nevada, it's only what comes on original equipment with a vehicle that they'll test for, right? As you know. So your car didn't have a smog pump.
No.
My car didn't have a smog pump. So, who cares?
Right.
Right. But, in California, if an option for a smog pump, or specifically, California emissions was on a vehicle right there...
You need to put it on there.
It has to be put on. Otherwise, it is illegal for that vehicle to be in the state for more than 10 days.
Jesus.
Otherwise, they will impound it. If they can catch you, of course.
Of course.
But, yes.
See, that's ridiculous. That is simply...
Yes, this happened at 8 a.m., on the freeway.
During rush hour traffic this morning.
Yes, on the fucking interstate. I want to say it was northbound.
You know, a little bit of me says, boy, that was pretty stupid. But not because they did it, but because they didn't do it in numbers. Like, if you would have had, like...
Well, they did do it...
Just three trucks.
No, four trucks.
Four
trucks. Three had to be towed away. And a couple people were arrested and detained for questioning. And I guess one of the persons might have been one of the drivers had keys. But what they actually said is these trucks all of a sudden just slowed down and split themselves across the freeway. And these guys got out. Okay? These fuckers got out. And there were two SUVs that were basically...
trailing? Just for there for them?
That were preceding them. These SUVs stopped. The truckers locked up their trucks, took their keys, and took off in the SUVs. They picked them up.
See, now here's my thing. If you could have done so much better with strength in numbers. Could you imagine 10, 20 semis on a freeway doing that in a big cluster? You know, all parking. How wide across are these freeways? Three or four lanes? Four or five lanes?
These actually happened to be... Interstate 5 going down through to Anaheim, four lanes.
Okay, so if you would have taken like 12 trucks, four times three, you know, so
there's
four wide.
There's no need for 12 trucks.
Well, no, you don't understand. If you really want to make a protest, mm-hmm. make it in numbers. Don't make it, you know, 1-2-Z, 3-Z type people.
Right.
Do it in numbers. Now, if you could have had like 20 trucks, that would have been so awesome then you would have really sent a real message instead of just a few. You know, because now if it's not a lot of people, you can write it off as just a couple people being...
Right.
You know, freaky or zealots or whatever.
Big thank you to Vorkuris for posting that link right there. He's got a link from KTLA, which is Channel 5, LA's oldest station. That one has video. You can actually see what it looked like. And the freeway was locked up for miles. Now, there was strength in numbers, yes. But the problem is because these guys went to the extreme. The other ones were locking up traffic around San Francisco and up north and down in the Southland, as they call it, Southern California, down in the Southland, they were locking up the Harbor Freeway. Now, that's pissing people off because the Harbor Freeway, they're blocking traffic from going down to the harbor and shit like that.
Right.
They're blocking everything.
Right.
The Harbor Freeway runs directly through the heart of downtown.
Okay.
And runs across the entire basin.
Hmm. See, now, if they would have done that in numbers, I think that would have been more worthy.
Imagine going from the San Fernando Valley to the ocean across the basin. That's
okay.
The Harbor Freeway.
Okay.
And they said they also had problems with the Santa Monica Freeway and the 405. There was some shit going on there, but the cops showed up and they took off and hit the gas. And there was also some things around the Oakland Bay area,
right.
too. So there was strength in numbers there, but these four guys got to the extreme. And they said that a lot of these trucks that were driving around also had a lot of political banners, too, saying stop this, stop that,
right.
stop the gas prices.
Okay.
And the problem is... 80 cents alone in California fuel is not for tax. It is for the goddamn chemicals, the additives, the fuel additives to make it burn cleaner.
Who makes that money, I wonder? Who gets that money?
Well, the fucking petroleum companies do, but they have no choice. In Nevada, 92 octane is no longer available.
Right.
We only have 91
right.
because of MTBs. Because in California, a few places happen to, like, you know, be a problem with leaking tanks. They decided to cancel it. Now, the thing that I have right here, and also, by the way, remember a couple months ago we were talking about there was a pipeline failure to Arizona?
Yes.
The same company that had that one runs the one up in San Francisco.
Interesting.
Yes.
Wonder if they're going to start getting fined, maybe?
Yeah, hopefully so. Now, there's something else that a lot of people don't fail to really mention. Diesel trucks, and a lot of people are blaming diesel trucks for a lot of things. It's very interesting. We had when 9-volt was here, we had a similar discussion about, remember, diesel trucks tearing up the road and things like that, how people just want to blame the trucks because they're the most visible. They're trying to really blame diesel trucks for a lot of the pollution as well, which a lot of these chemicals are supposed to extremely lower the soot and the sulfur amounts from the emissions on the trucks.
Okay.
The problem in California is not the trucks. It's not diesel trucks.
What's the problem?
Agriculture.
Okay.
They have to run diesel water pumps.
Okay. Water pumps don't get nearly the same amount of the emissions control as the trucks do, I bet.
And we're talking about water pumps that have been placed since the 40s.
Oh, Jesus.
They run them 24/7. They have no means to take them out of service. Well, that's not true. They pay the local people to keep them exempt because they are Aggies.
And that makes sense because agriculture gets a lot of exemptions.
Right. But that right there, San Joaquin Valley, they're blaming a lot of shit on trucks right there. No.
Uh-huh.
Number one, it's the fact that you have a shitload of cows producing a lot of animal waste.
Yeah.
And you have these old goddamn things. I think it's like 14 out of 20
students.
So
let's think about this. California raises their own fuel prices. California is going to raise their own dairy prices. California raises their own home rates and
right.
costs.
$400,000 for a triple wide. We talked about that.
We talked about that last two shows ago.
So check this out. You have the agricultural people. Agricultural people are running polluting fucking equipment. Tractors, water pumps, you fucking name it, generators.
And in a place like California where...
And they have no motor fuel tax, no fucking federal tax for the shit right there. Matter of fact, they get exemption on sales tax.
Right.
So they don't have to pay what truckers do. Plus, they're polluting more. I don't think it's fair when you can have newer technology trucks that don't put out only a fraction of the sulfur and soot with
right.
which they're blaming on a lot of shit, and they get raped on the prices. When you have these Aggies and shit up in San Joaquin Valley and down in the Imperial Valley, which are just kicking up soot everywhere.
That's interesting. So, you know, a little bit of ag, and also for those truckers out there, 9-volt, maybe start it. Maybe you could be the spearhead, and I'm saying this seriously. Have a boycott California Day. No
oh,
trucks
yeah.
in California. Trucks can leave. Trucks can't come in.
You don't understand. That would fucking destroy the country. Long Beach Harbor
you
is,
know what?
Is so
you know
busy.
What? As far as I'm concerned, yeah, it would do... I don't think it would destroy the country. It would send on hell of a message.
You remember last time the longshoremen...
Yes,
fucking,
I remember.
They
$1 billion worth of $1 billion worth mm-hmm. of economic growth lost.
Chrysler had in their Midwestern plants and their Mexican plants... They had vehicle lines shut down because they couldn't get components
right.
for their electronics.
And you know what? As far as I'm concerned, one day boycott of California where no truckers go in, but the other truckers that are in can leave. I think that would send a hell of a message if done right. Will it ever happen? Who knows? You know, will someone be politically minded like that? I doubt it. You know, truckers really are for
oh,
the
yeah.
money, and I can't blame them. I mean, that's their livelihood, and it's very risky to
right.
stake your livelihood on a political ideal.
Right, and the problem is, too, which a couple of people actually did mention on FARC, the place where I saw a good debate on this come up. The San Joaquin Valley thing I've researched separately myself, but somebody actually made a mention on FARC saying that this is actually hurting the independent contractors a lot more. They can't compete with Swift and J.B. Hunt. They're buying their fuels in bulk. They're
right.
locked in at their prices.
Yeah.
The individual independent contractors, they've got to pay the market value at the time. And the problem is the independents right there, they're more careful. That's their livelihood, unlike fucking Swift that'll put any asshole behind the wheel of a truck.
Right, as we've learned.
Yes.
All right.
And even was mentioned on the board, too.
Yes. Yes, it was. So that's yeah, that's pretty much my opinions and our opinions on that. Real quick, we just have someone who I know listens. They never heard Spankwagon before, but yet they've been in this channel, Baxi. I think that's like Skier's girl. So that last time I checked, it's like, yeah, because she's always – I've seen her on here when she does Rev Show. So welcome to Spankwagon.
Oh, yeah. Have fun.
The other white meat. I think that's how Rev says it in his link. Anyway.
We're all hunkies, I guess. I don't know.
All right.
Hunkies.
Oh, I thought you said never mind.
God.
I'm sorry.
You are a cracker ass cracker, sir.
Word, motherfucker. All right. So I think we need to wrap up the show. For those of you who are listening live, thank you. For those of you listening in the archive, Thank you. I also want to say a big thank you to Virgil One. He provides us the web space and provides the bandwidth for the archive. So thank you very much, Virtual One, and his site, vftp.net.
Of course.
Also want to say thank you to Mr. Man with lazycode.com. Oops, I think I got it all backwards. Chazette, I don't fucking care. Told you how much I bet, Jensen. Jesus Christ, fucking.
Thank
Where
you.
Were we?
You've just... It's not only did have you turned off a brand new listener, you've also like probably turned off something else too.
Oh well, they'll be back.
All right, that's fine.
I don't know what I'm doing half the time. I'm tired.
Come in next week and listen.
Next week it's Practice Scope week. So what do you think I got on my mind?
No, we're gonna have a show next week.
Oops.
That's a question.
Well, I know. Yeah, we'll have a show.
Okay.
I'll be fucking stoned, but I'll sit here and just sit there and sing like my dad, off key Johnny Cash tracks. Okay.
Well, speaking of singing, man.
Oh no, what's this?
Maybe I could take him out, man. Do a little cut and paste karaoke.
Not cut and paste karaoke.
Yeah, dude. Cut and paste karaoke.
Oh, folks. Okay, well, I'm sorry. I guess it's Chazad's. I don't. Whatever.
Well,
Does someone seeing her? Do they actually hang out in ours and at random hang out with Spankwagon?
She has a webcam, and it's backwards.
No.
I've seen it. She has a big placard on the wall behind her of Texas, which is backwards. So to me, somebody. I take after my father. I can watch porn and complain about the lighting. So I see little things like that, and it's like, it doesn't irk me because I'm not going to try to piss off a listener, but it's noticeable.
Okay. So what's this cut and paste karaoke for our friends here who are listening? And this is what we're going to end our show on.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Spankwagon Radio. There won't be any after show with the high bit rate. We're going to be playing around with the computers. But there is going to be cut and paste karaoke. Give it to us, Claude.
Yeah, well, I got a couple more minutes to end on this song, although we can accelerate.
I do this?
Okay.
Clip into your next song.
Clip into my next song.
And we'll enjoy your cut-and-paste karaoke.
Spankwagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net. We do, once again, appreciate you, and thank you for listening in.
And next week?
It will be colonoscopy night.
It'll be...
It's open, in other words, or, you know, like it's like Rocky Miracle. Tune in next week for Colonoscopy Night or Open House and Trench's Ass.
A J Ward production. All right. And also remember, just to be nice, Reverend Hammer, Pappy Coon, JSTFU.org, Monday nights. I forget the time, but he totally screwed our time up. But I forget. It's not 5 o'clock, guys. It's 6 o'clock Vegas time.
Can't prep my throat.
Jesus, he's chugging water. This is going to be interesting. Is the music cued?
I'm ready to go.
Is the music ready?
It's ready.
All right, let's.
Spankwagon, have a good night, because I know I will.
God, what is this cut and paste
sober
shit?
Karaoke.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine. Do the bumps of time, then you pride. Then you.
You went all your
mind
to
fall, you thought they were wrong. Then you used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud.
Cut and paste.
About having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? Be on your own. A complete unknown. Like Rolling Stone.
Spankwagon Radio. Have a good night. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Are you gone to the finest school? All right, Miss Lonely, but you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it.
say no.
Not a compromise.
With a mystery and chain,
and now you realize he's not selling any alibis. As you stand in the vacuum of his eyes.
I'll play the Tom Petty role.
Say, do you want to make a deal? How does it feel? How does it feel? Like a Rolling Stone.